We are in Hilchos Tzitzis, Simin Ches. We'll be doing Sif Yud Dalet today. Now, back in Sif Yud Beis, the Mechaber had told us that what happens if you're putting on several pairs of tzitzis at the same time. So he said there that you can make one bracha, you make just one bracha, and that'll cover both of them. The Ramah added that what if you remove the initial pair? Say you put on your talus cotton and then you removed it. Before you put on the second one, you'll need a new bracha. The Mishnah Berurah's maskana was that the halacha is not like that Ramah. The halacha was, even if you removed it, the halacha was that the bracha was still good. Now here we're going to be doing a case that is slightly different, and the halachas are therefore different. The halacha here is, what happens if you put on your talus in the morning? You put on your talus cotton and made a bracha. You put on a talus gadol, you made a bracha. And now sometime in the middle of the day, you removed, say, the talus gadol. What is the halacha when you now want to go and put it on again? Will that require a new bracha or not? So the Mechaber in Sif Yud Dalet says, in Pasha Taliso, if you removed your talus, afilu al yadat olach sovelazat bemiyad, even if your kavana was to immediately put it on again, tzorich levarch shiach serviyasatepo. The Mechaber Shita is, removal of a talus requires a new bracha. The Ramah disagrees. The Ramah says that if at the time you removed it, your kavana was to go and put it on again, you would not have to make a new bracha. And then he brings another opinion that says, well, it depends. If your talus cotton was on the entire time, there you would not need a new bracha when you put it on again. Whereas if you removed your talus cotton, then the halacha would be that you would have to make another bracha. Now, how do we deal with this one? So, first of all, the halacha, the Mishnah Berurah, is following the Ramah. And he says, if your das was, your kavana was to go and put the talus on shortly, meaning not after a long time, then we hold that since you had explicit kavana to go and put your talus on a second time, that is not a considered a hefsik, the halachi is that you do not have to make a new bracha. That's the first thing. Not only that, even if you walked out, shinui makom, you walked out, you went somewhere else, that would not require making a new bracha, because your das was to put it on soon again. Even if someone used the washroom, the halacha is that they would not have to make a new bracha on their talus when they put it on when they come out of the washroom. So the Mishnah Berurah points out that with tefillin, the halacha is not necessarily so. In the case of tefillin, the halacha would be that when going into the washroom, one would have to go and make another bracha when putting on his tefillin again later. There, says the Mishnah Berurah, it's because one is forbidden, it is usur to wear tefillin in the washroom. Not so when you're dealing with a talus. The talus gadol, even though it is not considered proper to wear a talus gadol in the washroom, because a talus gadol is something we wear only for davening, nevertheless, there's no isser. We wouldn't say that this is something that was usur, and therefore there was a time that you weren't supposed to be wearing it, so it's a hefsek. Consequently, the halacha is, if you removed a talus with the kavana of putting the talus on again shortly, the halacha is that regardless of what you did in between, you would not have to make a new bracha on the talus. What happens if at the time you remove the talus, your kavana was to put it away, and then you decide, you know, I should put it on again? There you definitely have to make another bracha. What if your das was something in the middle? Stoma. Here, says the Mishnah Berurah, this is where the second Ramah will come in, and this will be different than what we saw in Sif Yud Beis. Here the halacha will be that if you had stam kavana, meaning it wasn't clear whether or not you were going to go and put your talus on a second time. You did not fold it up and put it in your talus bag. You went and you took off your talus, you removed your talus, and you put it down. Could be you'll put it back, could be you won't. There we follow this Yesh Omrim in the Ramah, that if you're still wearing your talus cotton, we will say that your das is still on your talus. Whereas, if you're not still wearing your talus cotton, there we would say, even though it was removed stoma, the halachi is that it's as if you were mesiach das from it, it's as if you stopped thinking about your tzitzis, and you would have to make another bracha when you put it on again. So the rule is that when you put your talus on in the morning, you make a bracha on it, you later remove it al das to put the talus on again, so long as it's not for a long time later, the halacha is that your bracha will work, you will not have to make another bracha. The Mishnah Berurah did not define for us how long a time is considered a hefsek. He did not write this explicitly, and it's really unclear. So say someone puts on a talus and davens, and then after davening, he knows he's going to have a bris, say, in another hour. The Mishnah Berurah talks about the case of a sandik who knows he's going to have a bris and will be putting his talus on again. The question is, how long afterwards would we still be able to say that his kavana in removing his talus for putting it on again to be a sandik, how long would that work for? The Mishnah Berurah does not elaborate. He does not give us a clear amount. He does say that if it's a long time, it won't work, and if it's a short time, it will work. The Bir Halacha deals with the question of someone who takes a shower in the middle of the day. Someone goes to a merchatz. Someone goes swimming, say. Same halacha. What will be the halacha when he removes his tzitzis and then puts them on afterwards? Will he have to make another bracha or not? So on the one hand, when he removed them, it was obvious that he was going to go and put them on again. And even if it takes a certain amount of time, say he's going to swim for a certain amount of time, but it's obvious that after he goes swimming, once he's done swimming, he's going to go and get dressed again. So it is obvious that his kavana was to go and put his tzitzis on again. Would that require another bracha or not? See, he first says, well, perhaps it depends how long it was. Finally, the Mishnah Berurah says that really, really one should have to make another bracha. The best thing should be, listen to this one, is that when a person puts on his tzitzis, his talus cotton in the morning, he should say to himself, I only want my bracha to work until I remove the tzitzis to take a shower or to go swimming. Therefore, his bracha clearly stopped working as soon as he removed them, and now he could, without any sveikus, with a clear conscience, make a new bracha on the tzitzis when he puts them on again. So we see that according to the Mishnah Berurah, it is possible to limit your bracha when you make it first thing in the morning. Because if you didn't limit it, then the Mishnah Berurah wants to say that your bracha is good not only for the first Levisha, but possibly even for the second Levisha. It's as if when you made your bracha initially, you made a bracha in the morning for your original Levisha when you put it on, and for the second Levisha when you get dressed again. Therefore, he says, the best thing, what's ideal, is that you should have kavan in the morning, that you only want your bracha to work until you remove your tzitzis, in which case, when you do remove your tzitzis and then you put them on a second time, you will definitely be able to make a new bracha.